much, Emma, and for your welcome. And it's very good to be here. And I think I would also want to say thank you to the Henry Martin Centre for doing the work that that it does. Because for those of us who are very much working in denominational situations and local situations, what you do here is of immense importance in being able to go somewhere and find the scholarship that's needed. So thank you. Now, the research that I'm going to talk about or have been asked to talk about today is written up in this book, Foundations for Mission, a Study of Language, Theology and Practice, from the UK and Ireland perspective. And I think that's about £10. But if you don't particularly want to invest in that, then by all means, or you want to buy the much better books that have been mentioned before and much more interesting, then the website of Churches Together in Britain and Ireland has a lot of material that I'm going to be used today, which and a lot of that is completely free. So the website of Churches Together in Britain and Ireland. I think in many ways this research project was quite unique. Not least because it is an ecumenical venture and involved a number of people working together who'd worked together in other contexts, but actually for whom this was a very concerted piece, and who came and represented the diverse background that is from where our understanding of mission is forged and developed. So one of the first things I want to do is to introduce the people who were involved in it and what they represent. Emma's already mentioned about my involvement with the then Global Mission Network of Churches Together in Britain and Ireland. Martin Lee was, and still is, the director of the evangelical grouping, Global Connections. Philip Knights is a Roman Catholic priest and a mission scholar. Paul Rolfe is an academic mission scholar who was our research and academic advisor. And Nigel Rooms is a director of training for the Anglican Diocese of Southwell and Nottingham. Anne Richards is the Mission Theology Advisory Secretary for the Archbishop's Council of the Church of England. So what we had was a number of streams in mission thinking coming together: the ecumenical, the evangelical, the Roman Catholic, the academic, and the mission agencies. And what we wanted to do was look at a task that was given us by the Edinburgh 2010 study process as it was emerging at that time, back in 2007. And a number of people, Ken Ross, Kirsten Kim and others, came to CTBI and said, would you be able to develop something and to take the first theme that the study process had identified towards Edinburgh 2010 and to look and to develop that in terms in preparation for the 2010 conference. And my first reaction was, well, however are we going to do that, given the breadth and also the depth that was needed for that particular process? But if we can just look, and it's on the slide here, about what the study group was asked to do. And it was to look at the Trinitarian understanding of mission, and particularly, and I want to emphasize that how that works and how that is expressed into the theory and the practice of mission studies, but also the practical aspects of mission on the ground. And we will come back to that again, time and time again, is that relationship between theory and practice of mission. It then goes on to ask how that confession that God has a missionary identity impacts Christian witness back again to that relationship of theory and practice, and how the inner workings of the Trinity, however we understand them, impact how we understand church, community life, and society. Now, it needed a good few many people to get together and to think through exactly how we were going to do that. And when we first looked at that task together as a group, our big question was, well, do they relate one to another? And we weren't so sure. And so you've got people here who are pretty well and experienced in the matter of mission thinking and mission practice in the UK and Ireland, and how that was going to be expressed and affected. Let me mention just a minute that UK and Ireland perspective. What we were quite clear about at the beginning and said to the organisers of Edinburgh 2010 was that we could in no way approach this with any depth in terms of a global perspective and in terms of a research project. And what was in fact much more focused, what we could do is get some information from the UK and Ireland perspective that could then be brought together in the context of the Edinburgh 2010 conference and explored in a global context there. And indeed, that was done. And another research project took place, which was sponsored by the World Council of Churches, that looked in the Dalit community in India and did a piece of qualitative research in a mission context there, that was used at the Edinburgh 2010 conference to have the two pieces of research speaking to each other. And that conversation is still going on, and in particular into publications that we're looking at in the future. So there was a global conversation, both in terms of that other research project and in terms of the Edinburgh 2010 conference itself. So our hypothesis was then that our task that had been given to us by Edinburgh 2010, and that what is said publicly about the theology of mission by the UK and Ireland churches, agencies and institutions does not necessarily match up with mission practice, understanding and the outworking of those same bodies. So what began to be developed was a piece of research that was about consistencies and inconsistencies, about the relationship between theory and practice, and also the relationship between theology, about Trinitarian theology, and how that is expressed in the particular context that we were working in. So our research question was a very focused one, and yet it was a very broad one at the same time. Both had their difficulties. And it was that, what are the understanding, the theological understandings and practice of mission understood by the UK and Ireland churches and agencies in the beginning of the 21st century? What are the theological understandings and practice of mission of those bodies? Now, how did we go about doing that? We took the research in three particular phases. The first phase of the research was to use the websites of the churches and agencies, and I'll go into more detail about that particular sample in a moment, and to ask what is being said about theology and practice of mission on the websites of the particular churches and agencies that were being studied. We looked at and did some form of gentle discourse analysis on 46 agency websites. And those are all the 16 members of the Global Mission Network, which is part of Churches Together in Britain and Ireland, one of the ecumenical instruments. We also took the 30 largest global connections agencies coming from the evangelical perspective and theological strand. And then we did an in-depth sort of semiotic analysis of the of seven agencies and denominational websites. And so what we wanted to look for was the nature of the public language about mission that was being used in the particular genre of a website. And it was important to focus on what actually is a website. And if you look at one, you all do, I'm sure many, what you've got is a real mixture and variety of styles and purposes. And in the ones that we looked at in depth, we recognised that there was written text, visual material, interactive material, podcast, networking, financial donation, just at the very, very basic level of what a website is. Now, where does theology come into all of that? And we were also looking at a genre which was about continual change, not sticking the same for very long. So when we looked at that, where was the theology? Now, you had some websites that had a very clear theology at the beginning, though in snapshot form. And if you look at the CMS website, which we did quite a lot, it was Sharing Jesus, Changing Lives, a theological statement if ever there was one. But what we didn't get in any of the websites was reference to Trinity. And you were at least 2 to 3 clicks away from the home page before we could get any real theological explanation of the understanding of that church or agency. So one of the things we found, the main conclusion, was that the evidence of the foundation and the theological drivers were found not on front pages, but at some further depth. We also looked at some of the language. I don't know if any of you know the Envivo software, qualitative research software. Well, it's something that I like, and we subjected the websites, the 46, to some level of Envivo word search and word frequency search. And we came up with a group or a family of words that had a particular feel to them that were used in the websites. Listen to these. Transformation, sharing, equipping, community, fellowship, supporting, creation. Now, where was theology in those? Of course, each one of them represents a whole theology on their own. But those were the most common words. And another interesting thing came out, which was about particularly around the word community. In the Roman Catholic websites that we looked at, community was very much a means of evangelization. So the church community was part of the means of evangelization. In the Protestant websites that we looked at, community was very much the object of evangelization or evangelism. What we have there in those word frequency searches is a particular look or a particular sort of soft feel to theology. But there's no, the softer words that would have a greater impact on a website, perhaps even as a tool of evangelism itself. But what we didn't get was anything to do with Trinity. The closest was one click away, which was the USBG website. But those were very, very relational. very, very relational, fellowship, transformation, sharing, equipping, community, creation. Or were we finding something there that was characteristic of mission as it was being developed? Some of the websites emphasised Jesus, others emphasised God. The references to kingdom were very infrequent, and all of those could be traced to Roman Catholic sources. Interesting, isn't it? Let's go on to the second part of the research, which was the survey using theological statements. And here we developed a Likert scale questionnaire, or a ratings questionnaire, which had a number of, I think it was about 26, theological or belief statements that were also that emphasised a practical mission approach too, with the key areas being drawn.